Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 11, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority is working on building their crisis response team and offering free training for people that want to participate. Lori Severance is in charge of the team, and she says it takes a person with a special set of qualities.
The willingness to jump up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. and go work with someone who's having a crisis out on the street, in the rain, in the cold, whatever the circumstances are.
The classes begin in June and cover several topics.
Training in suicide intervention, crisis management, de-escalation, basic counseling skills.
There will also be a class in managing school crisis. Classes are free and open until all spaces are filled. There are currently 75 available. You can find out more at crisisresponse.org. Syosol High School will start a search for a new principal. Monday afternoon, staff at the high school learned that Kerry Tatum will be accepting a position with the Greater Albany Public Schools District. According to Syosol School Superintendent Andrew Grzkowiak, the request to fill the position has been approved and will be posted. The Oregon Department of Transportation has updated their statewide transportation improvement program project list for the period beginning in 2021. On the list of work is the resurfacing of the Syosol River Bridge. The project will replace the current bridge driving surface, resulting in a more reinforced bridge. There is no firm timeline for the project, only that it will begin between 2021 and 2024. The cost of the project is estimated to be just over $5 million. Crude oil prices have tanked over the past 2 weeks and are currently around $35 a barrel, losing about 40% of its value over recent highs. But the translation to the pump has not been as responsive. According to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon, the average price of a gallon of regular gas in Oregon has dropped only a penny, while the national average has dropped 6 cents. Average price in Florence is at $2.67 a gallon. Oregon has moved into the number four spot for the highest prices in the nation. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 11th, 2020.